Happy Monday, dude.
Oh, hello and welcome to the Horrible Influence.
Episode 15. 15, right?
Is this 15?
Yeah.
I think.
15 weeks of putting nonsense on the internet. Yep. And people just keep coming by. Sick as a dog this week, so this should be interesting. It's going to be probably phlegm-filled. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful.
It's going to be flamboyant.
Yes, sir. It will be. It's okay. I've been taking my medicine. I want every child listening now to write this down. If you drink whiskey on ice
vitamin
every day,
JD.
You're an alcoholic. But if you take a couple days off because you're sick and you have to put whiskey and honey and lemon juice and make it hot, that's medicine. And you're not an alcoholic. So
the act of warming it up makes it medicine.
Yeah, it makes it a hot toddy.
Hot toddy.
That's what they call it. Fucking Northerners. Hot toddy. I was like, Mom, how come we don't call this a hot toddy down south? She's like, I don't know. I gave it to you when you were a baby, and you'd always stop coughing. Like, all right. It's fine. I like that.
Yeah, good parenting.
Love you, Mom. The best. Well, got to shake off the fucking splitting headache from coming down from a solid 12-hour robo trip.
Wonderful. How's weather been up there in the Great White North?
I was going to tell you that it was seasonably warm today, a high of 34, and we washed some trucks outside. I wasn't freezing. I didn't even wear a jacket. I wore a hoodie.
Wow.
Screw you guys. Wearing it. I just looked outside. It's like 2 inches of snow laid down since I got
really?
Home. Yeah.
Jesus.
So, Life I was like, I'll drive
fast.
The car tomorrow. They get the car out and drive around. I look out there. It's covered in snow. It's like, oh, never mind.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next year.
You have it in the driveway now or what?
I did. I moved it out because they plowed it in. And then when I tried to move it, I tore off like the bottom diffuser.
Ooh.
Because it was frozen to the pavement.
Oh, so, fuck.
If I move it across the street, I can move it spots every other day so it doesn't get plowed in.
Right on. That fucking sucks.
Yeah. Well, I was gone for ever.
It doesn't take long. I mean, one decent bit of sunshine to melt the snow a little bit and then freeze it to the ground. And it's
GG. I was down in Florida for Christmas, so we were down there for a couple of weeks. I came back and it was just ice castle around it. Like, I think he asked my neighbors to pull their car out so he could plow their snow onto my car.
Just make you a little fort. That's cool.
So now my car is in its own ice garage.
Next level shit.
Just so people know how ridiculous we are, we were just on playing games not too long ago, about an hour or two ago. And after we got off, I finally played Axiom Verge.
Oh, nice. Right on.
Yeah, pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like how they broke up the levels where you'll pass the door that you know you have to get to, but you got to go off and run down the way. And
they go find, you know, like there's an item that you know will help you jump higher or some dumb shit like that.
Right. So I only played, 45 minutes of it or so, but it was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Totally. Totalitarian.
You got anything on the science end of things?
Last week, I totally skipped my mind. The International Space Station posted a picture on Instagram of the first flower grown in space.
Right.
So that was pretty cool.
That.
It was pretty rad. I tagged you in it, so I imagine you probably saw it.
Yep.
But that was really cool to see.
Yeah, first one grown. Do you know what the first little trivia for you? You know what the first pepper was to be taken into space?
Pepper? No.
Yeah, the jalapeno.
Jalapeno?
Yeah, the jalapeno was the first American-only pepper. No, the jalapeno was the first pepper to go into space. I don't know why I know that, but random science
for sure.
Fact of the day.
I like tomatoes and stuff up there now, too, right?
Yeah, they got all types of shit. There's even like women up there. ridiculous. Kind of sports bra do you need to keep those things from flopping around? Just kidding, ladies. You can go to space if you want to. It's not America's space.
Do they wear bras? Never mind. Never mind. Forget it.
I got you thinking now. So
what do you got for you have anything for space?
I got some things.
Activities, some things. Right on.
Big deal happened. We are back up to 9 planets, it looks like. Not confirmed, but we're pretty close. Yeah, Planet. This is the crazy thing is they adopted the name Planet X, which has been used to describe that Nibiru planet forever.
Yeah,
and don't you hate it when those goddamn conspiracy theories turn out to be right, those sons of bitches? Yeah. So there was another shooter in the lawn.
Yeah, but surprise.
So Planet X is supposed to be thought to be way out, further than you can imagine it being out in our own solar system and still be part of our solar system. And what we've discovered is that Neptune, instead of circling the sun in a very predictable pattern, is being yanked at a certain point further out.
Was it like yo-yoing out? And
right.
Then getting
for a long time, they couldn't explain why until they went back in history a little bit, and saw that when we discovered Neptune, it was
a mistake, right?
It was showing, was that Uranus was being pulled slightly out, right? So we noticed that it was getting yanked in an offset pattern, and then we finally discovered the reason that was happening was that Neptune was floating around out there tugging on it. So now what we found is Neptune is showing the exact same signs. We have found smaller celestial bodies in the Kepler belt that are exhibiting these same strange behavior. They're too big to stay out there, but they're not coming in. And the reason why is they're getting tugged to stay out on that rim. New evidence has come up in the past couple of weeks of them running a computer diagram of this happening. So they ran a bunch of data through what would cause the shape of Neptune's 165-year orbit.
Damn, that's how long it takes?
Yeah, wait till you hear Planet X's. So,
what's like, dude, okay, go on, sorry.
165 years it takes for Neptune to loop. If they take away all the variables and then just put our 8 planets and Pluto's little bitch ass out there and circle them. Sorry. Neptune is unable to maintain the orbit that it's set in. So when they do the projection data and they build this, you know, computer simulation of it,
mm-hmm.
and then you start them, Neptune always falls back into a circular orbit. Now, when they put in Planet X at its presumed distance and launch the diagram again, or the simulation again, Neptune falls into its orbital.
What its orbit is now.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
So basically, they've process of elimination have found another planet. And they found its size, like they increased the mass until it got to the exact point at the exact distance that it would have to be to cause Neptune to have its elliptical orbit. It's pretty interesting that they know it's out there, but they don't know. And that's how they found Neptune.
Right.
When Neptune was discovered and written down, no one had ever seen it. There was only 6 visible planets. But they knew something was out there because it was knocking everything else out of whack.
That's so weird. I don't know. Back when they didn't have technology, or at least the technology that they did have was so fucking weak, and they somehow were just like, well, it can't work like that. There has to be another planet out there. How do you know?
175 years ago that somebody wrote down that Neptune was out there.
That's
ridiculous. It's a long time ago that they hypothesized that it was out there, and so they're basically just putting fucking rocks in the ground and being like, this does it because of this. So, I mean, at least we have a computer model. We know how each planet at, you know, it causes force on the other.
Right.
And a fairly simple math problem showed us that there's another planet.
That's pretty incredible.
Can't operate what we got. Now to give you a couple of stats on Planet X. Planet X, according to this model, will take 15,000 years to orbit the sun.
So is it on like an elliptical, like an oblong orbit?
It's on an elliptical orbit, but it takes 15,000 years. And it's so far out there that the reason it's elliptical isn't being tugged by just at like, oh, well, it's being tugged, so it's another planet. It would actually be being tugged by the black hole from the next solar system.
Not
the black hole. The sun star from the next solar system over.
Okay.
So it's on that outer verge of almost being too close to the neighbor. So when those two outer ring planets get close, they pull each other up a little bit before they pass.
That's so
they're,
weird.
They're doing that egg shape because, I mean, and it's an unimaginable distance to
does
get out.
Does it stay outside of us, or does it cut in?
I don't think it cuts into the next solar system over.
No, I don't mean the next solar system, but does it cut? Well, I guess there's like an asteroid belt and shit, so it'd be.
It's beyond Kepler, the belt. Okay. Yeah, it's out there. And that's its deal, is when it pulls in, when it comes in to its closest is when Neptune goes to its furthest.
Oh,
so
okay.
When it's swinging, you know, close to the sun, well, that's close enough to tug on Neptune a little bit.
Okay.
And pull it out there. But, you know, it's not the death planet of
whatever
alien
starship.
It was. Yeah, it's not coming to kill us. It's not the second sun that we talked about the other day. How they discovered it because of a small dwarf planet that's smaller than Pluto, called Sabaru. And Sabaru is not falling into our inner structure of our solar system. It's large enough, too. It should get captured like Pluto did, but it's not. That's what led them to the. There was always the hypothesis that was out there, and this is actual data showing that something is capturing these small dwarf planets in an orbit outside the Kepler belt.
That's crazy.
So now we have a telescope in. The largest telescope that we have is in Hawaii, and it's now pointed at where mathematically we should be able to see Planet X. So they think within the next 5 years we'll capture a glimpse of it.
God damn. That's bananas, dude.
It is it's crazy. I mean it's crazy to me because in our time since wonderful high school, we have gone from having 9 planets to 8 planets back to 9 planets.
Right.
Like that's.
Are they still talking about trying to make Pluto a planet again?
Nah, I think that's just Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay. That's where I get my facts from.
Yeah. Earth scientists like Jerry. Tell them what you told us. Pluto's a planet. Pluto's a planet. No, they're It's too small. So now they gave it its own status, dwarf planet. And the reason they had to do that was, I guess, the Kepler belt's full of them. They're bigger than an asteroid, so they condense into a circular shape. They have enough gravity to pull themselves into an orb, but not enough to they have no. It's just a rock, basically. The North Pole, South Pole, across the east and west planes are all exactly the same. There's
gotcha.
No ice caps versus anything else. It's all the same. So it's, I don't even know if they have a magnetic pole. Like it's just a big round rock. But I still hashtag Pluto's a planet. You were a planet when I went to. That's what kills me about like school. Like if I'd have wrote down when I was in middle school or whatever it was when you learned all the planets. If I name them all. And
I think it was elementary school.
Elementary, whatever. It's been a while. I was in Florida, so probably high school when I learned the planets. But when they teach you that, if you'd have left off Pluto, they'd have marked it wrong.
For sure.
You'd have missed a point. And if I could find something, if I could just find one test where I didn't name Pluto and they marked me wrong, I'd take it back to that teacher and be like, hey, did you fucking change this in my permanent record right now? Everyone else got this wrong.
Then Pluto, you get four ride scholarships. That's all. Yeah. That's all you missed. It was just that one.
That
missed
one.
It, missed yeah. it by one point. That Pluto's that a planet.
Well, I'd take my home-built clock and that piece of paper in there and go to MIT. I get pretty excited about that, though, man. We looking so – as a race? As a species. There we go. That's the right word. As a species, we are looking further and further away, and to be looking at Andromeda and be looking at the collision of black holes right now, very, very distant, using X-ray and everything else, and then somebody go, I think there's another planet. And they went, oh, in which solar system? Like ours.
Ours.
It's like right over there. Like, speaking as where we're looking, this is like searching for your car and finding out that it was parked behind you.
That you're sitting like, in your car.
Yeah, you like traveled the nation looking for it, and then you like get home and you're like, oh, it's in my driveway.
God, son of a bitch.
I should have looked.
Not again.
Fuck.
Every time I drink,
I go search in other solar systems for my Has it been long enough that I can dog on Star Wars yet?
I think with proper warning and just a good spoiler alert.
This is not even a spoiler alert. I just didn't want to take the backlash. I just went and saw it again. I saw it a second time yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And the one thing I can't get past, the one fault in that movie that drives me absolutely batshit crazy is the fact that he goes, they draw their power from that sun.
Mm-hmm.
From that star, dude. Our star is the sun. That'd be like me calling every planet Earth.
Earth.
That
yeah.
Earth over there and that Earth over there and that Earth over there. We call that Earth Mars, but it's an Earth. Like, that's... God damn it. That's the one thing, like, when he says it, like, fucking scream at the screen and start jumping up. It's a fucking star, asshole. It's a star. And I feel like they went to say it, and somebody went, no, man, people are stupid now. Like, they won't get it. They won't know what a star is. There's going to be a bunch of illiterate assholes going to see this movie, and they're not going to understand when we say that star. They're going to go, but it's a sun.
Maybe they named it Sun, too.
It draws its power from a nearby, like from a sun.
You know what fucking, spoiler alert, you know what fucking kills me about that is they absorbed that entire star, and then when they destroyed it, it became a star again. What do you think the distance was between where the star was and where it's at now, and how fucked is that galaxy? That's going to completely destroy the orbit of everything. So they just shorthanded whatever they were trying to do with that death, whatever the, what is it called? The death planet? What is it called?
It's the Death Star 3.0.
I forget what it's called, but you moved the star like hundreds of thousands of miles. So fuck the guys that got blown up by that star got like the easy way out. The ones that got laser beamed, like, fucking, that was the way to go. The rest of these people are going to get put into nuclear winter, and they're all fucked. Or somebody's just going to walk out of their house one day and burst into flames. Come on, Disney. Jesus. J.J. Abrams. Get your shit together.
They still left. And you're not going to get all of these are never going to go away. But they still did the explosions in space. And, like, I'm that dude, I'm still that asshole that's, like, sitting there, and, like, me and Mel are watching it. Mel and I are watching it. And the fucking thing goes, boom. And I go, if they were actually in space, there wouldn't be any fire.
I don't get me wrong. I really dug it. It
cinematics.
It brought Star Wars back for me, because episode 1, 2, and 3 were dog shit to me. I don't accept those as real life.
They weren't movies. Yeah. Somebody should have taken senile ass George Lucas out back and been like, look, man.
Dude, I watched the making of episode 1 the other day, and it was incredible how they would shoot entire scenes, and then they would send all the actors home, and then they would take that piece of footage in the lab and then just start chopping the shit out of it, to the point where they're like chopping. If there's four people standing there, like Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, I forget the black guy that wore black and red. He wasn't a Jedi. He was like a pilot or something. And like Padme or something, were standing in a room. They're taking the movements of individual characters and just like pasting over single frames to make one frame, and taking what the actors did and just undoing it. And he just looked like such a micromanagerial cocksucker that I'm sure he was a nightmare to work for, dude. He had to have been a complete pain.
It was one fucked up editing away from being stop action.
Seriously. Like, yeah. Hearing like how stoked he was about Jar Jar Binks, and I mean that's a horse that's been beaten back to life, but him and like the Gungans and shit, and he was stoked to have like a comedic character. I'm sorry. Praise Zeus, somebody took that franchise
took it
out
away
of his
from
hands.
Yeah,
yeah,
they went, dude, this is still such a moneymaker 30 years later, and you're gonna kill it.
What was that? You said that he wanted to like make it a musical or some shit. Was that you that said that, or was that Devin?
No, that wasn't me, but that would be hilarious. Yeah, that would be as bad as the Christmas special. Have you ever seen the Christmas special?
Won't watch it. Nope. No, I didn't even know about it until just now, but it sounds terrible.
It's, let me give you just a slight brushstroke of it. It was basically Han Solo is the devil because he has kept Chewbacca away from his family for years and years and years. So they go back for what's called Life Day, but it's basically Christmas.
On the Wookiee planet?
On the Wookiee planet. Yeah.
Okay.
So they go back.
Is this a cartoon or is it live action or what?
It's live action. They live get action. There. And they get there. And, like, Chewie's got a wife and a fucking kid.
How do you find the time?
Well, that's like, he, like, goes in and, like, well, they're in costume and they can't, you know, they can't actually kiss. So they just kind of, like, awkwardly hug. And then, I don't know, man. It's just, like,
Harrison Ford playing Han Solo?
No, yeah, he's there. Like, okay. It was during the original filming. So this between 4 and 5 that this came out, I think, or between 5 and 6. But it's gross. Like late 70s.
Okay.
And they have like, you would have to, it's hard for me, like people that are older than I am talk about it and they talk about the people that they had on it. But they don't mean anything to me because they're too far gone in the realm.
Sure.
But it would be like Betty White hosting the new Star Wars one. Like she's too, even though she's pretty fucking still in this, it's
any
think
day
of
now,
somebody that was big 10 or 15 years ago and that has fallen off. That's
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker and Pat Sajak. Like these are the people you would have hosting one today.
John
if
Madden.
They were kicking. Yeah. Now I'll tell you they gotta do it. Fucking John Madden. Jesus Christ.
Quick popcorn popper.
But so they had these out of date celebrities hosting this, and all it turned out to be was like Wookiees watching television. But it didn't make any fucking sense. Like, at one point, the grandpa watches virtual reality porn right in the middle of it, and people are just kind of like giving the camera one of those, like, we're going to get away with this. Like, he's just watching some Skinamax in the middle of the room. It's real bad. It was so bad that George Lucas wouldn't allow it to be recorded and sold, so it aired one time. and then destroyed everything. So you have to download it illegally. And I don't even think it's illegally because you cannot find, you couldn't purchase it if you had all the money in the world. There's torrent sites that still kick around a digital copy of it.
Holy shit.
I highly recommend it. It's uncomfortably bad.
I'll watch it. If I can find it without getting to a torrent site, I'll watch it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll find it and just Dropbox it to you. I've watched it. It was a very long time ago that I saw it because I was like, oh, my God, that was a Christmas special. And then you're just like fucking jaw dropped watching this horrendous. Like Carrie is full into fucking downward spiral already.
So the I go blow to, habit is in full speed.
I go to see the Force Awakens with Griff and his wife. And Sarah's like, I'm just excited to see Carrie Fisher sober. And Melanie and I at the same time went, eh. Like, She was like, oh. She got so upset. Like, I was like, you're not going to see her. I mean, she's not tanked, but she's fucking glazed over and barely there most of it.
Yeah. They didn't trust her enough to give her lines, that's for sure.
No. Like we just... I heard she did more takes than anyone, and it was the shortest thing. Like, they cut out so much because she just started like... All right,
Carrie. All right, just hug her. Okay, can you do that for us? Just hug her. That's all
How
you got to
do.
You're walking the wrong person, Carrie. No. Come back.
That's an alien. No,
they just have ushers in green suits that shove her around places because she's that... We'll just edit them out later.
Fucking move her mouth for her. Stick their fingers on it and start pinching.
Tape a stick to her jaw and just bounce her jaw around like a puppet. Hey.
Why? They should have killed her off.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford could make another one. He might be in his 70s and he's a reckless pilot, but he'd still be able to pump out two more better than for sure. Carrie Fisher blows her brain out between 7 and 8, so we don't have to deal with that again.
Yeah, she couldn't make it for through the first three. Were you gonna give her a couple more? I don't know if that's a good idea.
Carrie has said, have you just listened to all her interviews about the inappropriate shit? Like, she told the new girl that she's had more teenage boys talk about masturbating to her picture than, and she tells it to Ray. What's that girl's name that plays Ray?
I don't know.
God, I can't remember. She's a cutie patootie, but I can't remember her name. Whatever it is. So she tells Ray that she's, you know, she was like, I've had guys tell me they've blown more loads to me or something. And the girl's face is just hard.
Who are you hanging out with? What situations are you putting yourself into where, that's even a conversation point? Christ.
That slave outfit has been banned by Disney.
You know, last time I was at home, I picked up a little Slave Leia pop figure.
Oh, I need to find that.
Yeah. I didn't go.
Snag it before it's gone.
Full crazy, because they had two, but I just grabbed one. I don't know if it's, I don't know. There's a couple renditions of it. Like, there's the one that I got is the bobblehead one. And then there's the other one. Like, I think there's three. There's a bobblehead one. There's a regular head one. And then there's one that comes with Jabba, the pop Jabba.
Oh, I think I've seen that. God damn it.
I
want the big one.
Bigger box. Yeah. Yeah. That one. That one's probably expensive as shit now already.
Yeah, I got to grab some of that. Yeah, they have said that they will not pull existing merchandise, but it will not be made again. You will never find Leia in that outfit again.
Yeah, they didn't have to pull merchandise. I'm sure that shit sold immediately.
No, it'll be gone, but it's, yeah, I need to find it. Got to find it. Somebody listen to this, has one and wants to send me. That'd be appreciated. I got to find those. I get a pretty sweet mug for Christmas.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got the Boba Fett coffee mug.
Oh, right on.
And the like people at home won't get to see this, but
oh, that's right. It's like a full body. Is it just his head that's the cup, or does it go down to his body too?
It's just the head.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so the body's just like a handle.
Say that'd be a real motherfucker to get the liquid out of the feet. Piss poor design.
Yeah. No, it's just the head, but it's a cool one. I got it from the girlfriend for Christmas.
Nice. Nice. Still talking about Christmas. Almost exactly. It is exactly 1 month later. We're slow moving.
Yeah, man.
It's what happens when one of your best friends lives on the other side of the country and you don't have much time. You're too far away. Yeah.
I talk to myself a lot. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that I'm driving around, I just listen to podcasts and talk to myself. It's the life.
It's pretty healthy. Oh, man. So, God damn it, we're way off the rails. Speaking of colliding black holes, a good segue. So, work. God damn it. You ever write something down then can't pronounce it once again once you get to it? Ophiuchus. 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 Yeah. Ophiuchus. That's what we're going with. Ophiuchus. Well, anyways, Ophiuchus is a galaxy that is home to a... God damn it, it's Ophiuchus, and I'm goddamn retarded. Hey, people, I am pretty hammered because I've been drinking my medicine. Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus. Anyways, is home to solar system NGC 6240. That solar system, that galaxy, excuse me, is home to two black holes right now because two galaxies have bashed into each other.
Oh,
and we are witnessing at a very slow rate because this will probably take a billion or so years. I don't know what the lifespan of this is. But two black holes are slowly colliding. It's the first observed time of any of this happening, right?
What do they think happens? So they think it makes like one mega black hole, or
that's the more likely scenario. The other option is that it's going to act like two quarters that spin and whack each other, and the one that's spinning faster will catapult the other one very far away. But these aren't solid objects, right? They're imploding spheres,
and quarters don't have suction.
Right, so more than likely, it's going to be like two tornadoes meeting.
Suction is a poor word to use. So they think it'll combine and make a bigger one?
Right, and it'd be a binary black hole. Two black holes will oblong in shape, creating massive disturbance throughout the universe. Not just the galaxy. Like, this says they've actually built a machine to test it because they are this freaked out by it. They believe it will create ripples through time and space of the entire universe. Our time, unbeknownst to us, will speed up and slow down when this event occurs.
But relative to us, it won't seem like it changed.
It'll make no difference. So they're setting out in a giant triangle.
What?
A receptors that will monitor its time and record it and show everything, and then another one will do it, and then one here on Earth will do it, and then after it's presumably if the event occurs, they'll be able to take the data and show where everything doesn't match. Those
president's
going to
come on the news one day and be like, "Hey, just so you know, it's 2150." What?
And we would all go, "Yeah, we just lived 10 years." He's go, "Yeah, but." If we took out relative time, it's only been 20 minutes since 2015.
Jesus.
It's the moon is at 2021 and we're at 2054. Like, not that it matters.
So would it make a difference?
It should not make any difference because relativity is what we live by. Everything here is relative to how, like, if relativity wasn't a thing, we'd all be holding on to a spinning fucking ball like, oh, shit, and hurling through space. But because we're relative to this gravity, it means nothing to us. If you take something that can't handle if something is normal at no atmospheric pressure and you put it on Earth, at one atmospheric pressure, it would be crushed. But we feel nothing. It's as light as air. There's nothing here. Technically, we're smashed by a bunch of shit above us.
Right.
But relative to everything around us, we're fine. It's a weird thing because you're right. It doesn't matter. We won't notice it. But they're hoping they can measure it, which proves Einstein's theory of relativity.
Right.
If we don't notice, not only don't notice, if it literally affects nothing, clocks, even digital on our computer, everything runs at the exact same time, but you can measure the change across giant spans of space, then we've proven the theory of relativity, thus making it the law of relativity. So that would be the... Ta-da! Like, there's
Dude,
the...
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, the oblong effect of a black hole whipping like that would cause giant waves of gravity. You know, you can think of a black hole spinning. It would be a very even distribution of gravitational forces leading into it. If you took that and oblonged it and then fucking spun it, it would create just the same way that we detected pulsars. Pulsars emit, when they're collapsing, that star is collapsing, the north and south poles let light escape, which we pick up as a sound wave, because the X-rays are the only way we pick it up. So when a pulsar spins on its axis, all cattywampus, we pick it up. Every time it spins, we get that bup.
Yeah.
Bup. And, right. we thought fucking aliens were talking to us. Yeah. And it turns out it's just a pulsar out there spinning. So think of that, but with two giant black holes, and the resulting emission would just be waves of gravity. And they said it's large. This would be such a... God, space is so crazy because we try to think of it in our minds and we think so small. It would be large enough to affect the universe's space-time. Presumably has happened an infinite amount of times before it.
Right.
But this would be the time that we could witness it and try to record some of it.
Goodness.
Ha. Gotta love it.
We can talk about
just,
that.
What if it just fucking breaks? What some if it just breaks time. Us?
Yeah. Just.
It's not relative and the Earth just starts fucking.
Yeah. The Earth just gets pushed into the sun. Just. Fuck.
We just ride it like a wave right into the first one. Happening. Here we come.
Everybody would just get ripped off the planet as soon as it started moving like that.
Yeah, there's always that. So we've just so that got me looking like what do we know about black holes? We now measure them. We know they're there. They're no longer a theory of unobservable data. And the largest one that we know of, this will fuck with you a little bit, just to give you the size of things. The largest one we know of, its mass is 170 billion times that of our sun. 170 billion times the mass of our sun. Our star, named the sun. If you were to cross it, if you could devise a way not to get sucked in and cross it in its mid, it would take you 15,000 light years to cross it. This thing
just
might
to pass like
yep, the if you were to segment
like
it
the
half,
diameter
the
of
diameter
it?
Across of it, if you were to cruise across the diameter of that black hole, would cost you 15,000 light years.
Goodness. What do you... Yeah.
This thing might as well be the center of the universe. If there's one bigger, I don't want to think about it. It's you can't imagine it. If you are at home listening to this right now and you go, that's pretty big. You can't fathom.
There's no way.
15,000 light years. We're like what? 0.03 light years from Mars. Like, it, you 15,000 light years. Woo!
It's bananas. As long as it stays far away, that's okay.
It could just sit there sucking up and printing onto a 2D disc or whatever it's doing. Isn't that one of the theories? That those are just giant write drives. On the other side of the event horizon is a 2D plane of all data that has ever existed.
I like to think that they're just gates to other fun things.
Other fun things. Man. Everything is always just a more condensed version of something else, right? Like the suns, when they shrink into white dwarfs, they become smaller but more dense and extremely hot. I think you're just going to find a pearl at the end of all these black holes, and that one pearl will have the mass of, you know, galaxies. And then eventually you're going to, that funnel, all these funnels are going to go down to another plane, and there's going to be those little pearls, and then they're going to have a fucking funnel grow, and then all of those are going to smash into what will eventually become the next Big Bang.
It's got to have somebody able to go into the black hole and grab that little pearl and use it as fuel in a spaceship.
Isn't that what Nibbler pooped out? Dark matter?
That is what he pooped, right? Was the,
yeah, those
was
little super
heavy
balls.
Little black ball. Yeah.
That's all it is. No, but I mean, if you follow that, this is my own dumb brain thinking, but if I follow that scenario where black holes just filter into a denser ball, and then those would filter into one black hole into a denser ball, eventually all matter will end up in the one at the very bottom, become too much, not be fed anymore, cool, and explode, and start the whole process over again. And that could explain infinite, right? Because it would just cycle.
Yeah.
And then you got to fast forward to crazy Christians a billion years from now that go, yeah, but who put the first giant ball there? And I got to go, I fucking know, man. I don't know.
You got me.
Yeah. Just keep asking questions. Eventually you'll get it. I don't know. But Holmberg, what is this? That is called Holmberg 15 Alpha. That's the black hole that is 170 billion times.
Oh, the gigantic bastard.
Solar mass. Yeah. And 15,000 light years across. That's where I want to take my next vacation.
Sure. Why not?
It fucking hurts my brain to think about it. That's for sure.
That's nutty.
So, yeah, we could be on the verge of... I don't know, on the verge. There's no timeline for the collision of those two. But it says we could witness it, and which has got to, I mean, to me means a lifetime, but it seems very fucking unlikely.
Did they think maybe it'll just eventually, like, reach a point where it just, like a magnet, like magnets is slowly pulled together, and then once it gets close enough, just smash?
The idea of the binary black hole is that the elongation will, every rotation, slowly right itself. So it'd be very oblong when they first touch, and all irregularities with every single rotation will become less and less and less and less until eventually it will become just a giant, completely perfect spherical black hole. So it'll just be another giant one. But right now there are two, and when they first whack, it should create a very turbulent, oscillating binary black hole, which will...
kill everybody.
Ripples. Yeah, kill everybody. Cool. Yeah, just, can you imagine if there is an Earth-like planet in every galaxy, and there's one right now just watching their universe,
just stuck
in another universe,
two black holes?
Yeah, just banging it out. Like, this would probably be fine. There's some alternate universe Barack Obama just up there soothing him out. I think it'll be fine. we're going to continue Social Security, and Michelle and I are going to go to our bunker. We'll right. get it done.
I think the bunker will save you at that point.
We have found another Earth, and we're going to jettison there today. But that's all the happy space news that I have today.
That's cool.
How that's was cool. the gaming endeavor? I know I dabbled in a little bit when I talked about Axiom Verge.
I mean, interesting. I guess Apple, I don't know if this is tech or video games, but Apple is hiring a VR researcher.
Oh, yeah. They're behind the curve at this point.
Yeah,
they fucked up Apple.
I think they were letting somebody else pave the way for that. I don't think... we talked about it before. I think the virtual reality thing is going to be... It might go the way of the Kinect and shit like that. Like, maybe, like, architecture use or, like, I don't know, like, the Kinect's being used in hospitals and shit like that. I don't know.
It turns out the Kinect was an amazing piece of... Amazing tool made
mm-hmm.
randomly. Like, yeah. they were like, oh, people could play video games at home. And then everyone went, this sucks.
Yeah.
And amateur video game guys, or not video game, but amateur movie makers are using the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that are doing that robot arm are using the mess out of it. That's, it turned out to be a really good piece of equipment.
Yeah. This is not for gaming.
It's not for
unfortunately.
Gaming. So probably, you're probably right there. VR is going to go that way. I like VR movies. That seems like it'll be a good experience.
A lot of people don't have any fucks to give about that, the VR movie thing. They don't think, I don't know, a lot of guys that I've listened to with like Giant Bomb and like Game Informer, they don't think the movie side will take off with it too well.
I haven't heard anyone say that it wasn't an enjoyable experience. They've all said it felt like I was in a movie theater. I don't know how that doesn't. I don't think it'll take off for Oculus Rift, who included it, but for the guys selling the cardboard cutout VR option, or the higher end like VR gear.
Do they think the Vive after awesome. Like they think the Vive is going to cost around close to $900?
What's the Vive?
The Vive is HTC. Is coming from HTC. It's a VR thing from HTC, and they're gonna have like the what is it called? It's like they're gonna have sensors in the room that will put like a wireframe around the objects that are in your room. So like it's a little bit more high tech than.
So you'll be in your room.
The Rift.
Able to navigate.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. But I it's so fucking expensive. They all are. There's a Starbreeze studio that's going to make a VR arcade in Los Angeles. So that might
that's be a good idea.
Well, that might be neat.
I'd rather pay per use. Right now, I'd pay to go sit in a. And use Oculus Rift for an hour than I would pay the money to have it in my home.
I would for sure pay to go check it out, definitely,
yeah.
Because I don't think that I would like it enough to justify spending $600 on it. I'm pretty confident that, I don't know, maybe in a couple iterations, but at this point, I don't know. There's nothing there for me. I don't need to look around when I play video games. I'm fine with a monitor. Maybe I'm just thick-headed with it, but...
No, the same thing. My brain's hurting. But where we talked about the app, the ridiculous price of them so far, and the Game Informer, somebody that I like listen to quite a bit, has said, "Can you immerse yourself in this for 4 or 5 hours at a time, like you can a video game?" And you can't.
Right.
You won't replace it until someone that actually plays video games that wants to sit down and play for hours can do that.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, maybe they could in the future. I I definitely think that using a controller is the direction that it's going to go. I don't think those omnidirectional treadmills or like the slippery floor with the slippery boots and shit, I don't think that's going to take off. It may be maybe a couple groups like it, think it's fun, maybe like some arcades or some shit like that shit in LA. Maybe you could go there and check it out, but nobody's going to want to have that in their house. I mean, unless you're Tyrese Gibson, who built a Benihana in his house, but that's fuck you money. So can't.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one, that it won't be feasible for everybody to have. Nobody's got the room for that. Can you imagine if you're a kid living with your brother in his, you know, a 2-bedroom apartment, you're not getting a fucking omnidirectional pad. You're just not going to have it. But the...
What if you and your brother agree to bunk beds and sacrifice the other bedroom for...
for activities. Yeah. No, if the... the idea that it will go controller is very feasible. I think if you go controller, you'll never have the true... Like, it's eventually just going to turn into Call of Duty really close to my eyes.
Yeah.
Instead of a true VR experience.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe it will take off, but it's not going to be a big crowd. People don't play video games because they want to come home and run around at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Twitch. I've seen people's private cameras. They're not athletes, and they're not tier one operators either. They're not going to be running around in their
they'd be horrible at it.
Living rooms vaulting over fucking concrete walls and shooting bad guys. Like, it's going to be...
Well, how long... Well, that's the other thing, is you have to dumb down games to meet VR standards. I could be a superhuman.
Just say hypothetically you don't, and the gaming will continue on the direction that it's going and just completely leave people behind.
Well, how would you jump over a wall?
That's what I think, like, the arcade thing may take off. And, like, having, like, something like Airsoft. Like, you're not going to play Airsoft in your house unless you're a fucking maniac.
Oh, make, like, an entire, like, a whole room of
like, laser tag or something like that.
Yeah. So you see it in great detail, but all the structures are basically there.
Yeah.
That could be it. I could see that.
That'd be kind of neat. I mean, it would have to be expensive, right? And you would have to go somewhere else to do it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do it like...
But an Omnipad is never going to give you the ability to run on walls.
No.
Like, it...
No.
It would be so... It'd have to be like one of the cages of doom, like they used to ride the motorcycles in.
Dude, they have those in Vegas, but... Run on a wall. Let me know how it works out for you. It's gravity says you're not going to fucking do it, man. But, yeah. It's interesting to think about, but I think it's so far off, dude. And what people are dreaming of is, I just don't think it's possible. I just don't think it's possible. Also, other things that I don't think are possible, but I really hope succeed, is that video of Ghost Recon Wildlands that you posted looks fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, if they could get 4-player co-op open world tack down it like successfully, and it's not just a big bag of shit, then that would be so much fun. You and your buddies airdropping in onto a mountain, and then you know what got me was when that dude was like sidestepping down the side of the mountain. It's like, I want to do that. It wasn't the helicopter flying or the motorcycles, dude. It was It looks killer. I don't have much faith in The Division, so hopefully they'll use The Division as practice for the direction that they want to go with Wildlands. But
well, we got the we'll be in the beta for Division, so that starts. What is today? 25th?
25th,
days.
Yeah. 2 days.
This is 28th, I think. Right.
Oh, okay. 3 day word. All right.
So, 28th will be in The Division. That closed beta for that, but I hope it's good, man. I think we're at a weird stepping stone for shooters right now, where Call of Duty can't get out of the fact that it's making Call of Duty games, and everyone else realizes that people don't want Call of Duty games.
Right. Yeah.
So it's something to break. We are reaching the singularity. It'll happen.
Hopefully. The videos that I watch for The Division, all the enemies look like bullet sponges. And the realism that I've... Granted, I haven't played a Tom Clancy game in a while, but the realism that I expect from a Tom Clancy game... I mean, with exceptions, like Splinter Cell and shit. But I mean, if you play Splinter Cell on hard mode, you're still going to have a hell of a time being right. sneaky around people. But with The Division, it just... The storyline's real flimsy. It looks... It seems cheesy as fuck to me. Like, power goes out, and then a bunch of sleeper agents, like, their phone or their glowy watch lights up. And then they turn into secret agents. They run to their closet and grab their gear, and then they're ninjas running around shooting things. And that, the story's dog shit, but I don't know. Maybe they'll get some balance to it, and maybe it'll be decent. But it the alpha was super short for it. And it releases in March, and they're just now having a closed beta for it end of this month. That's
releases
not
in March. I didn't know it was that close. Yeah. That means that they're not looking to fix anything from this.
For sure. They at this point they're just trying to stress test. They're just trying to see if the servers can handle the load of the people, but that's it.
And if the alpha was that short,
fucking deal with it.
I hate that.
Yeah. I don't have huge expectations for it. I don't think it'll be a full price. Well, it's going to be a full price game, but I don't think it's going to be worth $60. It'll probably be on sale in a couple months.
Well, we'll know from the beta. I'll know from playing it whether or not it's worth buying or waiting.
Yeah.
Sitting on Mad Max was worth sitting on and picking it up for $20 or $30 less.
It got
not a
pretty
bad
good reviews
game.
Too.
It wasn't a bad game, but it wasn't one that. But it just broke the mold, and I had to have it right then, you know?
Is this... I mean, there's no shortage of open-world games right now. That's for fucking sure.
It's fine. It's an open world with driving. So it's cool. It's fun to play. But at this point, for me to pay full price, you gotta wow me. It's got to be one that, you know...
Dude, it's
Metal Gear Solid
different.
5. Could not wait for Metal Gear Solid 5 to come out.
Yeah.
Like, I was just itching at the bit for fucking Phantom Pain. And when it came out, I paid full price, and I wasn't disappointed. The game was great.
For sure. It looked rad. I'll never pick it up. But, I guess their online play got put out and then pulled and then put back out again.
Right. I haven't seen that out again. We'll see. If it is, I need to get on it and try it. But
Yeah, I guess it's up and running now. But I don't know what problems they had. I didn't look into it just because kind of biased. I didn't really give a fuck about it. It looked cool, but I just know I'm never going to play it. They were fun. I got into Metal Gear Solid 2 back on the PlayStation, but besides that, none of the other ones really pulled me in.
I haven't played any. I played Metal Gear Solid VR. That was the only other one between 2 and now that I played.
Gotcha.
It was this one, for whatever reason, watching the... I don't know if we hit it at the right time when we started covering this stuff, like really in depth, where I was really reading into games, where I wasn't just picking up whatever was popular, but something about it, I was like, dude, this looks badass. And I fucking
got
it.
Rave reviews.
Yeah.
I just don't have any interest in it. I'm sure it's a great game. It's just not something I give a fuck about.
Did you finish Witcher yet?
Man, I was real stoked the other day. I fired it up and I was playing along, and then having Rocket League is like having a secret girlfriend who won't stop calling you. Because I was in The Witcher having just a wonderful time. It was great. And then I just heard like off in the distance, like, Tyler. Tyler. It's like, fuck it. It's too much fun, man. It's way too much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Witcher's a brand new 12-pack of some fantastic beer, and that's that Rocket League's that bag of crack that you dose in the drawer.
For sure. Yep. Yeah, I mean, Witcher's great. Again, great game, but Rocket League it's too enjoyable.
You want to play a game?
Hell yeah. Right after this, I'm down. Age of Mythology is getting an expansion. Age of Mythology came out in 2002.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And dedicated.
It had, what's up?
It was a dedicated dev team, right?
Yeah,
there.
I don't know. I don't, yeah. Maybe that's like the first wave of gravity from this fucking black hole. But the last full expansion came out in 2003. And then this one is a full expansion for the game. I guess they're going to add like races and shit like that to it.
Is 12 years a standard time? I don't know if that's a...
13?
Oh, it's 2016. It is. 13 yeah. years. That's Holy crap.
I've never seen that before. I mean, unless it's a Blizzard game. Blizzard can get
what's
away
the,
with that.
What studio shit. Is that? Do you know?
Oh, shit. I do not remember off the top of my head.
Can you imagine? I can only imagine that they're still making games, and they forgot about Steve. And Steve was the guy that makes the expansion.
The guy in the basement.
And he was like, "Dude, they got
to
send me more people, man."
I listen to my radio at a reasonable volume. Yeah.
Yeah. They told me they were going to send me more people to help me on this. It's going to take me fucking 13 years to finish this expansion. And
nobody's
his paychecks
answering my emails.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
And then he finally walked in and he dropped it on their desk and went, "It's done." And they went, "What's
Who
fucking
are you?
Done?" The
How
expansion
did you get in
it's
here?
Done.
Why does your beard go to your knees?
So they fired him. They canceled his paychecks. And then they just put out the game that he made. They're like, might as well.
I don't know who that guy is. What else? I love Games Workshop. And they're the ones who make like Warhammer and Warhammer 40K. They made like right. Dawn of War and stuff like that. They're just not known for making good games, unfortunately. Good board games, for sure. Good tabletop games, definitely. But video games, they can't tack down. Dawn of War, Dawn of War 2 were both great, and all the expansions that they had for them were killer. But they have a few games coming out this year that look good. One in particular was Warhammer 40K Eternal Crusade. And it looks like... It's like an over-the-shoulder, third-person, kind of like Gears of War.
Okay, Gears of War, yeah.
But it's going to be a multiplayer game. The alpha's running right now. I saw it back when alpha first started, and it looked like... I don't know. I told Melissa earlier that it looked like an eight-year-old was fucking around in a 3D design, but it would look like I got into a 3D design and started making... I like Space Marines. This is cool. It looked fucking terrible. But now it looks great. It's on the Unreal 4 engine. There's YouTube videos on it that are 2 months old. So, I mean, it could look killer now. It's got a cover system in it. I guess there's only... Well, at the time of the video, there was only one map. But it looks like... The spawn locations look like Battlefield with, like, capture points and shit like that.
Okay.
It's running on... like standard classes with different names. So like the medic is an apothecary and shit like that. And like a light right. scout is I think they're called assault.
They're not breaking the mold on this one, but it's just it looks like a good game.
Not really, no. I mean it looks cool because it looks like they're taking the clunkiness of the Space Marines into account. And they're not running around all nimbly bimbly. Like, it's just like big thuds when they're hitting the ground and shit. And like the bolters that they have are like low fire, like low rate of fire, but like just fucking monster rounds.
Nice, yeah.
Which looks pretty badass. The assault class has jetpacks. So they're able to like jump up into the air and then fly forward and then just drop down on some poor individual and use their chainsword to chop them in half, which is pretty fucking badass.
it's
not
Gears of War like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's for sure where Gears of War got their idea for the.
Yeah, no, true. They are Space Marines.
For the chainsaw bayonet, but yeah. I mean, it's not going to appeal to people who like the tabletop game specifically, but I think it may be fun. Again, if they do it right, it seems like that's what we're looking at with so many games right now is a bunch of promises.
Which is helpful because, or not helpful, it's hopeful that even if these are failing, we are on the verge of seeing, like, we can now see what we want, and we could describe to the developers what we want. Like,
yeah.
Hey, man, that was a great idea. Don't fuck up this, this, and this next time. And
right.
maybe we're on the verge of some really fantastic games.
And yeah, we talked about it in the past, dude. Everybody has, with Peter Molyneux, the guy that made Fable and Black and White 2, all those games. That dude comes to the table with more empty promises than, I don't know, somebody who comes to the table with empty promises. Like, he was just so full of shit every time he came with a fucking video game idea. It was ridiculous. And it's completely unreasonable. And
Fable's the biggest fucking betrayer of that. That was...
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I was excited for Fable and Fable 2.
Right.
It was more Fable 2, I think. But it was... Because Fable 2 hit Xbox 360, right? And Fable 1 was only an Xbox title.
Yep.
But the... just the idea of being able to almost limitlessly craft your character to good or bad and make all these decisions, and then
so
turned
he can
out
be
not to matter either
super
way.
Evil or super good, but in reality, you don't become either until the very end of the game, and then it just goes whichever direction you were kind of leaning towards. If you kept it neutral the whole way through, and you were kind of leaning evil or kind of leaning good, then you became good or evil at that point.
Yeah.
It was complete fuckery. It wasn't, what you did didn't make any difference.
Yeah, that was... It was hurtful. You hurt us.
Yeah. That, yeah. Like that, it's just too many lies. Too many lies from the man.
Hey, bastards.
But yeah, that's all I got about games. I'm stoked for... I'm really curious to see what Wildlands does. I hope... Take a couple years, please. Guys that are working on that, take a couple years and make a fucking game worth playing. Don't just start shoveling shit out. Because that's Ubisoft. They had Rainbow Six Siege come out just a couple months ago. They have The Division coming out in just a couple months. And then they have Wildlands slated with like full screenshots, full videos, all this stuff.
And there'll be another fucking Assassin's Creed, right?
Oh, no, without a doubt.
Yeah. They're making an Assassin's Creed movie.
I think the... Yeah. Yeah, I think the... They figured out how AI works enough to just set it to make an Assassin's Creed game once a year, and then they just like burn it to disc every year, and nobody actually plays it. Like, I just pulled this one out of the oven. Here you go. Put that. Sell that. Sell that.
Sell that.
$60, please. Thanks.
Yeah, every single year, it's
no different than the rest of them, man. Call of Duty, Madden.
Well, Call of Duty's taken, what, 3 years on the last set?
That's it, really?
Two.
2 years?
If you're counting Advanced Warfare, see, that's, I guess, where you're getting at. If since Black Ops?
Yeah.
Two, it's been 3 years, right? Good number. It's been some time, 3 or 4 years. But since Advanced Warfare, we're looking at, I think, one or two.
Okay. Advanced Warfare split the middle.
What they're doing is,
well, where are Ghosts
bouncing
at? Call of Duty Ghosts is in there too, right?
Yeah, Call of Duty Ghosts was the first title for Xbox One. It was split. You could get it on 360 or One.
Okay.
And then Advanced Warfare. So it went like Black Ops 2, Ghost, Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3.
So what?
So technically you're getting a Call of Duty game, but they're making them by different studios.
Weren't all of those Treyarch?
No. Activision did Advanced Warfare.
Doesn't Activision own Call of Duty? Activision is just a publisher.
Not Activision. Who does?
Infinity Ward.
Infinity Ward did Advanced Warfare.
Did they really?
God damn it.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Modern Warfare.
They did Modern Warfare. Infinity Ward did Modern Warfare. And then Treyarch does... Was Treyarch just Black Ops?
Yeah. And I think they did...
They're all Activision games, but...
Yeah.
Infinity Ward was what I was thinking of there.
Word.
But yeah, so you've got different studios putting out those games, whereas as far as I know, Ubisoft is that's it. Like, that's there's like Ubisoft has Red Lynx, Red Sys. What is that? They have one that puts out the motorcycle game.
Trials.
I think it's Red Lynx. Yeah, and that's an Ubisoft studio, but Red Lynx doesn't put out. They don't have like a competitive edge. It's not like they're doing. They're doing one year where they put out Assassin's Creed by Red Lynx, and the next year it's by somebody else. It's all just Ubisoft.
Yeah,
I don't think there's another studio producing these guys for Assassin's Creed. Could be wrong. But I think
there's like Ubisoft Montreal and shit like that that are like subcategories, yep. I guess.
Little subcategories, but I don't believe anyone knew, or I don't think did they split it up? It's not like Montreal made one and then their Germany made the other. It's they all make parts of each.
They may have. I don't know though. Really? I don't know well enough to.
Maybe somebody could throw that up in the comments. And let us know. If you know more about Ubisoft than we
following.
Do. I'm a dude. After I played Black Flag, the one where you're pirate a pirate. One? Yeah, that one. Yeah. After I spent half my life cruising around in a pirate ship, I'm done with you, Ubisoft. I didn't make it past one.
I made it halfway through one. I was like, oh, this is just the same game, cut and pasted 100 times. Cool, I'm done.
Yeah.
What a waste of $60.
I really feel like if I have to go back, I don't know that I've ever finished one. And I know I've bought at least 3.
I have.
That's pretty sad. That I got that every time I thought, well, maybe this one's a little different. Like, maybe this one's good enough.
Right.
But you're right. You get to a point where it's just, you know.
I guess two.
Sneak,
I guess
kill,
two
repeat.
Was really good. Like, two supposedly. Like, when I was explaining my gripes to Devin about the first Assassin's Creed. And he's like, you got to check out 2. 2 is better. They do away with that.
2 is where you could get on the horse and visit different towns, right?
You could do that in 1, too.
God, I can't remember now. It's been too long.
Yeah, that was forever ago. That was 2006, 2007?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and play it again to really remember it. I had fun playing it. I liked a lot of it. It just... it's the same.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't keep kicking out DLC and calling it a $60 new game.
For sure.
All of the Assassin's Creeds could have basically just been a DLC. For 2 or 1. You could have launched Assassin's Creed 2 and then done DLC for Black Flag and Syndicate and all those.
I mean, certainly when you're upgrading, like, the engines and stuff like that, when you're going to higher
hardware
requirements, then...
Well, I say that, but, like, on PC, it definitely could have been.
Yeah.
Because Skyrim itself looks on PC is ridiculous compared to what it was when it launched.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's same thing with the old Fallouts. They've all been reskinned and done, and you can play the game today in a much better quality than you could have when it released.
Right. Yep. Oh, well. So I have a hell of a time buying consoles. This Wii U's still sitting next to me collecting dust. I started playing Pokemon again because Melissa took my fucking phone to play Pocket Mortys.
I got
the last
play it
like
now.
3 days in a row.
It's just Pokemon with Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah, you just collect Mortys, and then you take 2 Mortys and combine them, and then they evolve essentially. And then once you get 2 of those Mortys, then you combine them, and then they become like the max evolution of that type of Morty. So it's like Buff Morty, which is like this giant meathead Morty with like a yellow tank top on.
Awesome.
And there's like this creepy blue alien one that has like nipples and these weird like bug hands.
It's got these nipples.
It's real fucking gross, man. The nipples like stick out of his shirt. It's something else. It's funny. The humor is definitely there.
I like it. I'm going to have to pick it up.
It's full free. I don't know if it's on Android. It's on iPhone for sure. But
son of a bitch. All right. Oh, looks like I'm going to get an iPhone tomorrow.
I'll mail you mine.
No, Melissa would kill you. Well, sir, I think that's going to conclude a very sickly and fading episode number 15.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you guys enjoy what you hear, make sure you go to horribleinfluence.podbean.com and select the Become a Patron link in the upper right-hand corner. That'll let you give us a couple dollars to keep this thing running. If you don't, that's cool. It'll always be for free on here.
Definitely.
Whew, got it out. All right.
Dude,
we love you.
Give us a shout on Facebook. If you have ideas that you want us to talk about, hit us up. I don't know. I'll speak for both of us. We'd love to hear from you guys. So just, yeah. Any sign of life out there would be much appreciated.
Pick us up on iTunes.
Fucking reviews. Yeah, something. Yeah. Something. Yeah, show us that there's a pulse,
man.
And our moms aren't just sitting at home clicking on the play button.
1,000 times.
Yeah. Please.
We are quick approaching the fourth digit here.
Yeah,
so,
we're getting close to 1,000 views. So I don't know. We haven't even talked about it until I just thought about it just now. We should come up with like something. Something to do for 1,000 views, a giveaway, or some shit like that.
Mike finally got his...
His Fallout Boy.
His Fallout Boy.
I'm not calling it anything but that. Ever.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Later.